and welcome to Love My Poland. Today I am in Warsaw and I'm meeting with my friend John Petkus. He is a fascinating individual and I'm not going to do the introduction for him. He'll introduce himself. Could you tell our audience who you are, John?
Hi, Russell. Thanks. It's great meeting you again.
Last time, pleasure.
Last time we were in Łódź. Today we're in Warszawa.
Yes, sir.
My name is John Petkus. I'm the Polish Honorary Consul in Las Vegas and the state of Nevada. The consulate was established in 2009, so we've been around 13 years. We do consular issues. We promote Poland. We promote the state that we're in, Nevada, with Poland. We help Polish people, visitors, tourists, if they have issues. We promote business, education, and between Poland and Nevada. And I think we've been very successful over the last 13 years. And that's a little bit of what we do.
Yeah, great. John, one of the things that really stands out to me the first time I met you, you explained it to us, but I know people would like to know, your last name is quite unusual, Petkus, P-E-T-K-U-S. But in fact, you have Polish blood, right? You have roots in Poland?
I do. I've been coming to Poland. This is actually my 30th visit to Poland.
Wow.
My first visit was in August of 1989, and you know that year was very instrumental in Polish history. But in what we do, I have I visit Poland 2 to 3 times a year. We've had a little stop during the pandemic, but this is the first time back in a while. But one of the first questions I get asked by a lot of people here when I'm in Poland, no matter what part of the country I'm in, is, well, John, do you have Polish roots?
I get that question a lot.
All the time. And yes, actually, my family name is Pietkiewicz. I'm Jan Pietkiewicz. But in 1947, my father's family decided to change the name to Petkus, mostly because the name couldn't be pronounced by Americans and for other reasons. So they changed it to Petkus. And my mother's family name is Pawelitz. So I'm 100% Polish. I have a Polish passport, Polish citizenship.
Dual citizen.
And I am a 100%, almost 100% Polish, maybe a little Lithuanian in me too, but I am Polish and I do have Polish roots.
Yes, and one thing I really admire about you, John, is that you are continuing on with the Polish. This is a hard language to master and you are mastering it. Every opportunity, I'm with this guy, we had coffee just a moment ago, he's practicing his Polish all the time and I'm inspired by you, so that's good.
Well, thank you, Russell. Back when I was younger, my family and my grandparents and my mother and father, they decided that the children should learn English.
Yes.
We are not in Poland. We have to only speak English.
English was priority.
So we never were formally taught Polish, though it was spoken quite prevalently by my my aunts and uncles. When they didn't want the children to know what they were talking about, they'd speak in Polish. But of course, we were young and we picked up Polish, and I had a certain base of Polish, but yes, I diligently am, and it's great. One day I'd like to spend 3 or 4 months here. Just being here for a week, my Polish has, just by hearing it again and being able to speak it, we speak it in the consulate, of course, but not on a day-to-day basis. So
to be able to speak social Polish,
exactly.
And just be with people and the heart language of Poland,
exactly.
That's what I'm after personally.
Exactly.
Okay, great.
Dokładnie.
Dokładnie. John, another question that I have from a lot of my friends and students, I told them that I'd be coming here to interview you, and they say the first question is, why is there a consulate in Las Vegas? We understand New York, Chicago, the Midwest, but Las Vegas, Nevada?
Well, many reasons, actually. We have our Polonia in Las Vegas. We have about 15,000 Poles that live in southern Nevada, which is Las Vegas area. We have another 1,000 or 2,000 that live in northern Nevada. Nevada, you understand, is the Nevada is almost exactly the same size and area as Poland, within a couple percentage points. Nevada is it's the seventh largest U.S. state, and we have a lot of Polish people, and we have about 50,000 Americans of Polish descent that live in our state, but. You know, Las Vegas is a. If you can get past the tourism and the what people think of Sin City and Cots Vegas, the movie, it's, you know, that's that. But Las Vegas is also a very, very important business center, an international business center in the United States. There's up until the pandemic, we have over 25,000 trade shows, conferences, business meetings internationally that come through Las Vegas. Every month we have trade shows where Polish companies come in, Polish pavilions showing their stuff, and we support them and everything. So Las Vegas is a big international business center, and in the United States, you can gamble everywhere now in the United States. It's more about the entertainment and that and business connections that are done in Las Vegas. Plus, we have a lot of other areas in our state that are maybe not as heard of as much, but we do a lot of business and education cooperation with Poland.
Very interesting. I do have a question for you. Kind of started off the interview by talking a little bit about what you do, but I'm curious, what are your favorite things to do as a consul of the Polish consulate in Las Vegas? What are the top ones?
Well, we deal with Polish tourists who come in and lose their passport or have some issues that we help them with, and we, you know, do translations for people that live in Las Vegas, and the normal consular issues, a lot of stuff that we might not be able to help them with, we can help them, we connect them with the Consul General in Los Angeles. But my favorite, by far, the thing I'm most passionate about is the building the bridges between Poland and Nevada. Since we started our cooperation with Nevada, there's been over 25 signed agreements between Poland and Nevada in business and education. We deal a lot with the regions, the voivodeships, Lubelskie, Mazowieckie, Śląskie are three of the areas that we do a lot with. Our governor from Nevada has visited Poland twice, in 2015 and 2017. And in 2017, our governor invited President Duda to visit Nevada, which he did in 2019. He was the first European Union president to actually visit Nevada, and he was there to inspect one of the research agreements that were signed between ELOT, which is the Polish Institute of Aviation, and our comparable agency. Poland tests a lot of its drone technology in Nevada because we're one of the few states that you can test high-end drone technology, and he was there. His wife visited our University of Nevada, Reno, which is one of the top 100 universities in the United States, and which also happens to have a long-lasting and strong relationship with SGA, the Warsaw School of Economics.
Very and good school.
They're
going to
be re-signing the agreement to further expand their cooperation, and that's so that's what he was for in 2019. So we're constantly coming here, working on business, trade missions, education missions, to build the bridges between Nevada and Poland.
Wow. Remarkable. The final question I have for you, John, is I think the one that's going to be the juiciest question today, and that is, Poles who would like to visit that area, when I talk to my students and friends about Vegas and Nevada, Arizona, that area, they're excited. They would like to go for a hiking tour. They would like to see everything. What would you recommend to my audience about things to do there, specifically for my Polish audience, maybe?
Well, we have found over the years that we do have a lot of Polish tourists that come to southern Nevada, Las Vegas, and not necessarily for what most tourists you would think come to there. Yes, of course, we have the great entertainment and all the other things that Las Vegas has to offer, but we also are really in the center in the southwestern United States, very close to a lot of interesting places to go. Grand Canyon is a couple, 2-3 hours away. Death Valley, Zion National Park. There's actually some national parks around Las Vegas that offer great hiking. Super hiking, actually.
You do a lot of hiking, personally.
I do. I hike a lot. Depending on the time of year, though, we have higher elevation hiking, which is usually in the summertime because it's cooler. In the then we have the lower elevation in the winter, where it's which is even closer to Las Vegas. So, hiking is great. The one thing that I'd like to stress, though, is, obviously we live in a desert in Las Vegas, and it can get very hot in the summertime, and I don't think a lot of our tourists, not only Polish tourists, but tourists who are not accustomed to desert conditions, the temperatures can be up to 45, 46, 47 with very low humidities, and you don't necessarily realize it sometime, right. And going out into the desert, you can dehydrate a lot faster than you would in a climate that has higher humidity, and we've had some issues with that over the years, so you have to be very, very careful when you're outside, even if you're not hiking.
Absolutely.
You have to be very careful.
So you would advise people, take precaution, check, take a lot of water with them.
A lot of water, maybe two liters per hour of hiking.
2 liters per hour.
Yeah, it's when I go on a long hike, I might have 8 to 10 liters of water with me. You never have too much water, but it's worth it. Our state is very big and it's very beautiful, and there's a lot of Polish history in Nevada going back. To the 1850s, we're actually in the process of writing a book about the footprint of Polish Poles in the history of Nevada.
I'll take the first copy.
And it's amazing, some of the stories of Poles who helped explore the Nevada history and the Western expansion of America, and a lot of it came through Nevada. And Poles had some very interesting parts in that history. I've done a lot of research. Our special projects director from the consulate, Julita Michalska Hunt, and I are, she's our expert photographer, and we're taking photographs of the whole state where the history took place.
Wow.
And we've done a lot of research. We've taken many, many beautiful pictures, and it's just relating these stories, and some of them are fascinating, of what Poles have done to help in the history of our state, Nevada became a state in 1864, but the history goes back into the 1850s, and that, in European standards, that's not so long ago, but in American standards, the Western U.S. was just being explored at that time, so Poland has a footprint in our history in Nevada.
So it's my plan to visit John at the consulate in Las Vegas, and we're going to do a follow-up video when all that's ready, and hopefully I can share that with you. John, I know you wanted to give a shout-out to somebody out there in particular, didn't you?
Yes, I did. As I mentioned before, we have some very strong relationships with some of the regions in Poland. One specifically is Lubelskie. It was the first formal relationship that the state of Nevada signed with Poland was with Lubelskie in 2015. We've had some great business agreements. Companies from Lubelska have come to Nevada to open up or look into opening up their presence in the United States in the state of Nevada, which is a very, very friendly business climate. So we've had, I'd say, though we love all the regions in Poland, we've had a special relationship with several of the regions, and one being Lubelska. You know, unfortunately, in recent times with the hostilities in the Ukraine that started, we received a letter from the Marshalik in Lubelska asking if we could possibly help in some way, because they're them bordering Ukraine and having a heavy influx of refugees coming through. So Yulita and I started a campaign to see what we could do as far as raising some funds in that to help Lubelska. In the United States and Canada, North America, ice hockey is extremely popular. And we have a major league ice hockey team in Las Vegas, the Las Vegas Golden Knights, which
I'm jealous of this show.
The Vegas Golden Knights. And we went to them to ask if they could help us in our campaign. And they came up with some very unique ways to raise funds at one of their hockey games related to a lottery or raffle that they have. And on one specific day that they worked with us on that, we raised $51,000 at that game. From our very close Polish friend at the Golden Knights, he matched the proceeds from the lottery. Their foundation threw in $10,000, and then subsequent donations from the fans and the people from Las Vegas, we sent $65,000 to Lubelska. And this all happened in 3 weeks in March, and we're continuing our campaign. But without them and without their great help, we wouldn't have been able to help Lubelska as much as we did, and that's why a little shout out to
you. I got to shake your hand. That's good work, John. Very good work.
Thank you.
John, I want to tell you how grateful I am that I was able to come up to Warsaw, meet you, put you on my channel today. It is a privilege for me. I'm sure it's a privilege for my audience. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Russell. I love your channel. I watch it all the time, and I look forward to it when it comes out. And being a Polish American, a lot of your content really strikes home. I really understand it and everything. And
it's all from the heart.
I know, and it's what we do is all from the heart. I mean, it's not a job. Right. You know, I absolutely love, you know, being a Polish consul, honorary consul, and one thing when I'm here in Poland, this is my 30th visit, and I mention this to people all the time. I've had the good fortune to travel around the world and be in many countries in my life. But when I come to Poland, I never feel like I'm in a different country.
Right, it's home.
I feel like
home.
I'm home. I don't feel like I'm not home in my home in the United States. When I'm here, I feel like I'm at home, just
absolutely.
The same.
So. Absolutely. Thank you so much for watching today. If you have not subscribed to the channel, I would love to have you. Just click the subscribe button so you don't miss out on future episodes. See you in the next one.
149 raffle at today's game to the Polish consulate in Las Vegas to benefit refugees from Ukraine. In addition, the Vegas Golden Knights Foundation has created a unique URL for fans to donate directly to the cause. UkraineRelief.givesmart.com. The Polish Consulate of Las Vegas is partnering with the Lubelski region in Poland to provide assistance during this unprecedented time. Lubelski shares a nearly 100-mile border with Ukraine and is being overwhelmed by the current influx of refugees. Please welcome Honorary Consul John Petkus and Yulita Michelska-Hunt, who are helping lead the efforts and are joining us today. Thank you, John and Yulita.